The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Aloha, pole smokers, and welcome to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, and I know you do, head on over to GasDigital.com today and use the promo code ZAC14, C-A-C-14, for a 14-day free trial to not just this show, but all the great shows on the network. One of those great shows is High Society Radio, and from that show is my great friend Chris Faga.
Yeah, what's good, Zach? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. How are you doing today, pal?
Very good, very good.
It's going to be a fun, easy day. To my right, from another great podcast, the Tough Hang Podcast.
Great Hang Podcast.
Great Hang. Fuck, I knew I was going to do it
it's
wrong.
It's a tough podcast, the Great Hang Podcast.
I literally was between the two, and I knew I was going to fuck it up. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
I meant no disrespect whatsoever to the great Tim McLaughlin.
Different podcast.
Thank you. But, yeah, the Great Hang Podcast.
Sorry
Listen
about
to
that.
It, you sons of bitches.
My apologies. With the wonderful Micah Fox.
Yes, if you like watching a woman cuck her boyfriend out every week, it's a nice time.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, you're a very funny dude. Yeah. And a great stand-up.
Oh, thanks, Zach.
Thank you guys for being here. Let's get plugs out of the way. Tim, what do you want people to check out?
I'm headlining the White Lion Brewery May 4th in Springfield, Massachusetts for $300. So you can check that out. And
people are going to think the tickets cost $300.
Oh, no. I'm getting $300. The tickets are question mark. And then the Great Hang Podcast is headlining the Vail Comedy Festival, so if you want to come out to the Vail Comedy Festival and see Great Hang, buy your tickets online at vailcomedyfestival.com and use the code word HANG.
Fantastic. Chris?
Yeah, I got some dates coming up. Just check. I'll post about it on my social media, just at Chris from BKLYN on Twitter and Instagram. And then obviously check out High Society Radio and Notes of a Goon. Those are my podcasts that I'm doing all the time.
Fantastic. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you're subscribed, you already know. But if you're not, we do have a bonus episode. We're going to do bonus episodes once a month behind the paywall. This month, Zach gets Too High to Watch Troll 2. Very, very silly. Me, Mike Cannon, and Brendan Sagalow. And we're going to be doing one extra episode a month for subscribers. Without any further ado, how about a word from our sponsors? Hey, friends of the show, I want to thank one of our favorite sponsors, and that's our good friends at Capsulite. It's something you take to prevent feeling awful the day after drinking. You take it before and during drinking. It's the most potent product on the market. Doctor formulated, supports your liver, and eliminates the toxic byproduct of alcohol, which is the cause of symptoms of a hangover. It's a portable little packet you can take right to the bar or the club with you. If you're coming to Skankfest, if you're coming out to any of these shows, and you're going to be doing some partying, I cannot recommend Capsulite more. It is a lifesaver. And if you go to Capsulite.com today, that's Capsulite.com, and use our promo code GAS, you get a 30% off coupon code. So that's 30% off with promo code GAS at Capsulite.com. Hey, friends of the show, over the age of 21, living in states where Delta 8 is legal, you guys like to get high, and so do I. So head on over to YoDelta.com today for high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. Yo Delta has a great mix of gummies, vapes, and now they sent us some pre-rolls that are pretty gosh darn excellent for all your getting stone needs. But let me tell you, this Delta 8 stuff works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you get 25% off your order. One more time, guys. That's promo code GAS for 25% off at Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. Hey, friends, I just want to thank our good, good, good buddies at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Guys, if you do Kratom, if you don't do Kratom, don't start on my account. But if you do Kratom, there's only one place to get it from, and that's YoKratom.com. Why? Because they have the best customer service, the best strains, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. It's the best deal in the world of Kratom, a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just 60 smackers. So support them because they support us, and we love our good friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. And we're back, guys. Today's movie, 1988,
$225,000.
This is Demon Warp. Is it a Bigfoot movie? Kind of. Is it an alien movie? Kind of. Is it demons? I don't think so, but it's called Demon Warp. Written and effects by John Carl Buechler, who we know from tons of movies. Really great practical effects artist. This is going to be a weird one. If you are familiar with the show, you know how we do it. But if not, we screen the movie Fridays at midnight with a pre-stream starting at 11:30. Then it goes on all the way you consume your podcast a few days later. But the best way to do it is GasDigital.com, using that promo code ZAC or ZAC14. And watching the show right along with us with all the mutants in the live chat. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. And without any further ado, Frank, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This makes me want to start a production company called Skidmark and have the exact same opening. Just farts.
Yeah.
Well, because, yeah, the mark part looks like it's Skidmark.
So. Yeah, it'd be perfect. So John Carl Buechler wrote this. He was going to direct it. However, he went on instead to do Friday the 13th, Part 6, Part 7, The New Blood. However, this is shot in the exact same cabin location as Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter.
Ooh.
It stars George Kennedy, who did 3 days on set in exchange that his daughter could also be in it. And you know him from Cool Hand Luke, Airport, Naked Gun 2.5, McHale's Navy, and The Dirty Dozen.
Oh.
Make it easier to see.
Oh, fuck.
That horse would be freaking out way more than that if a meteor landed that close to it. Horses, skittish animals. Well, I never want to work on it. I get so scared when I watch movies where horses are around, like, fire.
Oh, yeah.
I would be convinced that thing's going to buck me and kill me.
I get nervous when they have the character go behind the horse to, like, push them. Because I had a buddy get kicked by a horse, and he almost died. And I was like, God damn, that would fucking suck.
When I was a little kid, I was at a petting zoo. And there was a horse like 10 feet away from me, and my grandma ran screaming through the petting zoo, "It's gonna kick him," and like pushed past people and grabbed me and scared the shit out of me. I also got bit by a deer at a petting zoo when I was a kid.
What the hell?
I got bit by a baby deer on the nipple.
On the nipple?
I mean, that's fine.
Did it
think your nipple was its mom's nipple?
Did you have your shirt on or off?
I had my shirt on.
Oh, okay.
I was but a boy.
Because my cat once bit my nipple thinking it was like a mom cat nipple when she was like 2 weeks old. They'll do that.
I don't think that what happened was I got surrounded. So I was a little kid and I had like the feed and all the animals were in a circle around me and I got scared and backed up and I stepped on the deer's hoof and it went like this and went and then bit me.
Oh. Did it draw blood?
No, but I cried and my dad had to take me home.
These are different petting zoo incidents?
These are different petting zoo incidents. Another petting zoo.
Why was
either my mom or my aunt.
Three strikes, Zach.
My dad took a box of animal crackers and emptied it into into their hood of their hoodie. And they couldn't figure out why all the animals were chasing them all day.
Now that's just a classic prank.
That's a great bit.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I'm going to do that. I'll probably have to go to a petting zoo with my nieces and nephews at some point.
It's a great bit. I used to sneak items into girls' hoodies in the hood and see if they would get caught shoplifting.
Who played Lawrence?
That is a dangerous game, sir.
Yeah. I know. It was fun.
That's a way to get bit on the nipple.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This was the dude in Cool Hand Luke that was like his friend.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did 3 days on the movie. He's the biggest name actor in it. And I believe he did it in exchange that his help his daughter's acting career.
Fucking nepotism, man. It never stops.
I get it.
What, is he the star or is he just kind of in it?
He's the main person in it, but he's shot around a lot.
I see.
Yeah, this says here he did it, I think I want to say 15 grand for 3 days.
Damn. I mean, that's still pretty decent.
$15,000 for 3 days. And stipulated he wouldn't appear in the movie unless his daughter, Shannon Kennedy, was cast in a small role. Shot in 12 days, though, so he was there for
a quarter of the film. Wow.
And this, you know, this is just a fun day running around the woods.
Yeah.
Your socks.
That is the same. I want to say it's the exact same cabin as Friday 13th. Four.
Threw them away.
I was never an outdoorsy person. I never got the appeal.
Did you hear that? Nah, I'm not big into it either. I was thinking on the way here, I'm like, such a perfect day to sit inside and watch a movie.
Oh, good. Strong opening.
So Bigfoots do not follow vampire rules.
No, you do not have to invite Bigfoot in.
Wait, is that a demon Bigfoot?
We're going to find out. All we know so far is that it appears to be a Bigfoot.
Those are big feet.
Yeah. And he scratched her lightly to death.
Damn.
Or she passed out in fear.
One of the worst ways to go.
With light scratches?
Yeah.
You look like you raped a lady and she fought back?
Oh.
Jack, are you sure this is the right way? Jack's uncle,
Always a van full of dummies. Always a van full of the dumbest motherfuckers. They have no idea there's a Bigfoot waiting for them.
Yeah. Plus, they stole OJ's car, so they might get stabbed.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P. OJ, by the way.
Yeah.
What a shame. He would have been great at Skankfest this year.
Rest in peace, King. There's no better place for a redemption story than Skankfest Vegas.
I mean, that would be hilarious, though. Just put him in the annals of people who had their career saved.
Yeah. Fucking holds finance hostage in his hotel room because he stole his fucking socks.
He kills Annie Letterman. OJ's kids have to know he probably did it, right?
Yeah.
Unless his son did it. And they're just thanking their dad for fucking covering.
For years of, yeah.
That's the other theory, right? Is that his son did it?
Yeah.
Why would the son have done it? Rage? What was the motive?
Yeah, I mean, I think he was, like, fucked up. Like, he's got, like a mental disorder.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, you don't want to combine those genetics with a temper tantrum.
No.
Yeah. How about, let's get a super athlete and put the brain of a mongoloid inside of him.
A.K.A. a super athlete. Supposedly, Lost Highway is David Lynch's reaction to the OJ trial.
Really?
Yeah, he apparently was like obsessed with it.
I mean, a lot of people were obsessed with the OJ trial.
It's always so weird when people have a boombox in a scene like this because they can't play actual music on set, so they're all just guessing what the sound is going to sound, the song is going to be paced at. So no one's ever dancing to the same song.
Man, you show up to your Airbnb.
This is what my hotel room looked like when I checked in at Circus Circus.
Oh my God, dude, that place is fucking brutal.
They're knocking it down.
Are they really? I stayed at the Rio and got food poisoning from Guy Fieri's fucking... whatever his restaurant
is. Flavortown restaurant?
Yeah, well, not Flavortown. It's whatever his Mexican honcho restaurant is. And I couldn't finish the rest of the day at the World Series of Poker.
Flay Favela?
I think it might be.
Well, hey.
It's something like that.
How about some tunes, huh?
But I got fucking food poisoning bad.
How many days?
Just for the night. Like, I was up all night shitting and vomiting, and then I had to play poker the next day. And I did terribly.
The cruise I did with Big J had a Guy Fieri's burger stand.
Yeah.
And they were cooked to hell. Like, these things were burnt. And I was like, do they do burgers that aren't burnt? And Jay's like, not on a cruise.
No.
They cook the shit out of everything on a cruise.
Yeah. Sheen was telling me, he does cruises a lot because he's a hack. And he was telling me that he, that's like the best food is the Guy Fieri's burger.
Oh, we had it every day.
Yeah. He's like, compared to all the other food, it's fucking incredible.
Because they're making the burgers to order instead of just a tray of slop that they put out for you.
Right. Did you have to eat with the staff?
Or no, I ate with the regular people.
You were allowed to eat with the regular people?
Jack, wait. This is going a bit what far. Cruise were you on?
Shiprock.
There was no regular people. Zach was the regular person.
I was the hot lady. The women on that cruise all looked like Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Oh, let's go.
And they all had Eagles jerseys on. Jay was the king. Jay walked around that cruise like Rodney Dangerfield.
How many people?
Everyone knew who he was. They
He's
all loved
snapping
him.
His fingers.
Yeah.
People were passing him martinis.
At one point, I caught him holding court in front of the soft serve machine, just like 20 people listening to him tell stories while he ate ice cream. He told me that was funny. When the day of, he's like, meet me upstairs in the food court. I went up, and he was standing in front of the big Guy Fieri picture. And I said it looked like a photo negative.
How many people did you see get escorted out for trying to light up a cigarette inside?
I saw a guy almost fucking... die in the sun on the beach.
Oh yeah, you told me that story.
Big bald fat guy, and he had a giant fucking growler that had to be all rum.
Oh yeah.
And he was just cooking in the sun. He was bright red, and he was so drunk he couldn't walk in the sand, and he just put his arm on me and he went, help. And I had to call the medics. I told Christine, and Christine got the medics, and they escorted him to the you got too drunk tent.
Wow.
I thought that'd get your attention.
What are you trying to do, kill somebody? Who the hell are you, anyway?
Yeah, this is Jack's property.
You own this place?
It's my uncle's, Clement Bergman.
Clement's your uncle? My name is Crafton, Bill Crafton. I rented this place from Clem a couple of months ago. Then something happened, something terrible. Look...
The hairiest black guy I've ever seen came in and stole my daughter.
And leave right now.
He's so hairy, I half thought he was a Dominican.
No, thank you. We will talk right out here if you don't mind.
I heard you barely.
So the name, the last names of everybody in this movie, Bergman, Proctor, Osman, and Austin, are apparently all actors in the comedy group The Fire Sign Theater, which the screenwriters were fans of.
Stop it.
Huh.
Why don't you let the sheriff or somebody take care of it, huh?
Oh,
that's
shit.
Cool.
They don't know what they're doing.
I think I'd be kind of pissed, though, if the thing that I was honored in sucked.
Yeah.
Miss, there are 1,000 stories about this place. Ghosts,
I always name characters the first
UFOs
and last name of real people in my life,
Bigfoot,
and those people always get mad at me.
I, I got a.
I know what's real.
I have one of the characters what's in The Diplomat. One of my friends was like a writer on it, and they. Their name is Grady, blah, 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 because she was like, I wanted to name him Tim or put the last name McLaughlin, but they would only let me do Grady. I was like, that's still pretty cool. Right now. I go, no one's going to understand that, but that's good.
Guy, I had a high school teacher named Mike Vitolano, and in my first two movies, the main characters were both named Mike Vitolano because he took me aside and said, don't ever name one of your characters after me.
Oh, it's fucking
so great. Now in everything I do, I try to name somebody Mike Vitolano. And I named another one of my in my feature that I made in college. I named one of the main characters George Miller, who was a guy I worked with when I welded for my dad. And George Miller had a tattoo above his cock that said Miller Time.
Damn,
you've been reusing that joke for years.
Yeah, yeah, I have. I really have. I don't know about you guys, I've got a lot of fucking work on that one.
Wait a minute, Jack. Just hold it. Jack has something that he would like to explain to all of you.
Yeah, Jack.
Tim, you're doing Skank Fest with us this year, right?
No,
no.
No.
Oh, man.
I never get asked. But write in. Send it to P.O. Box 1456, New York, New York. And write into Lewis. Tell him you want Tim there. No Micah.
Well, you know, we're not in high school anymore. Oh, now there's room since OJ died.
Oh, yeah. I'll do blackface. I don't care. Whatever gets me to Vegas, I have a crippling gambling addiction, and I would love to go.
I mean, if you wear blackface at the poker table, I'll pay for your flight.
I can't. But you can only bet on red.
Oh, that, damn.
I'm sorry, Jack.
What would be your advice to people going to Skankfest? What game should they be playing at the casino?
Well, the game you should always play is blackjack. If you know how to play blackjack, you have a 50.5% chance to beat the house.
I thought craps, if you're betting the odds, also has like very close to that odds.
Craps, if you bet, yeah, if you bet the,
if you make odds bets after a point is established.
Yes, yes. If you make odds bets and if you play the cum line, you can.
I always play the cum line.
No matter how unbelievable. The cum line is the line to get into the naked roast. Zach sucks everybody off.
Well, I can't have people being rowdy in there.
But it's, but yeah, that's the, craps is good, and also baccarat is a basic 50-50 bet.
Except for the draw.
Yeah, right? But the draw is 8-1, and it almost never hits. But it's, yeah, but it's like 49-49, so your odds are. But of course, the best game to play is poker because you're only playing against other people and not the house. So the casino only takes a rake from the table instead of taking your money.
I mean, just to check it out a couple of weeks ago.
So you advise against slots?
Well, no. So the best.
I am a basic bitch.
All right. So here's what you want to do, Zach. What you want to play is progressive slots. So you know the ones that have the jackpots?
Oh, the ones that like gay people and blacks, yeah.
Yes, you want the gay people and blacks. You want the slots that are transitioning into video poker.
Okay.
And so, but no, the ones that have the progressive jackpots on top, you want to look through, see which ones have the highest jackpots, and play those. Because those, you're going to be...
They haven't hit recently.
Yes, you're going to be more likely to hit. You only want to play progressive slots. If you play any other kinds of slots, you're basically just throwing money.
Anything you want. I'll even carry a gun.
Well, it's also like slot machines take in a guaranteed 13%, right?
Something like that, yeah.
He's bucking for a butterfly net.
But yeah, those progressive slots, those, like, there's actual professional slot players that go and hunt out like high progressive slots.
You know, Jack.
And they put in, they'll put in like 12,000 to win 15,000.
Okay. I was just watching a thing where a guy played roulette and he basically showed how to take, put 100 chip on 5 different spots.
Yeah.
And guarantee almost you're going to win 600.
Yeah.
Other than like if it lands on like 3 numbers.
Yeah, so you can, there's a bet where you can bet like, you know, you can take 100 or you can take $125. You bet it 5 different times, and then you'll pull back $150 if you win. So
yeah,
it's high risk, kind of, but for low reward. But you're Like, you, if it hits zero, you're fucked, or if it hits, like, one of the other numbers, you're fucked. But it's, yeah, like...
But it covers most of the board.
Yeah, right.
So if you're going there with a lot of money, you can probably cover your loss on it.
Yeah, if you're, if anyone listening is going to Vegas and wants an edge, look up Mickey, M-I-K-K-I, the gambler. He has a lot of videos where he kind of explains how to, you know, how to look for edges at the casino.
Speaking
but
of
your best bet is to just take that money and spend it on drugs.
Yes. Your best bet is to sit at a penny machine and just slowly whittle down $50 while you drink 9 to 10 drinks. And only get beer because they're going to water down your alcoholic beverages.
Have you ever seen the cum strategy in roulette?
No.
Where they spell out cum across the board. So they're filling most of the spaces in like the first third, second third, third third.
Okay.
I saw a few clips online. It doesn't seem very reliable.
It seems pretty all right.
Wait, hold on. All right.
Damn. Okay.
Some fucking 1988s.
Yeah.
Not bad.
That's a great B.
Yeah, that's a good 1988 Teddy.
That's what I'd call a B+.
Yeah. Nice little, I like her hip fold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, real nice. The shadow hit it just in just such a way it looked like she was wearing a strap on.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what I like so much.
Yeah.
I can generate my own heat. Thank you.
What the hell?
I hate that there's always the one guy that can't get laid.
It's always me, too.
It's always two couples and then a dude.
Well, there's two dudes now.
Yeah.
When I started comedy in Indianapolis, we used to have parties every weekend, you know, and these girls would come, and the dude Bowers, who's a comedian that owned the club, he would do this thing. He's like, let's play the Tim McLaughlin game. And it's where girls flash everyone at the party but me, and then they're not allowed to show me their tits at all. And it was the worst game that's ever been played in the history of man.
Sounds like a great game if your name is Zach Amico or Chris Vega.
Yeah. It was a great game for everyone at the party but me. I would get fucking so pissed.
That's hilarious, dude.
But then you got to up your... Like, I'd be legitimately mad, but then I'd up my anger so that more girls would do it. So you got to be a good bro to your boys.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, you're the fall guy.
It sucks being a bitch, but sometimes you just got to do it.
Like, oh man, it would make me so mad if you sucked my friend's dick right now.
Yeah.
I'd be furious. Oh. Good for them.
Ooh,
sweet, sweet young love.
The smells from this, I think, are going to attract the Bigfoot, but...
And by that, he means the giant pizza they used to deliver.
Also, you've been out in the woods all day. Don't go down on her, bro.
Aw, oh, come on. If you love her.
It's just so unrealistic. He breathes right past the nipples.
Yeah. Also, I think her tits are fake.
No way.
They're kind of sitting up too high, I think.
I don't think if you get fake tits, you go that small.
Yeah.
Not in the 80s.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think they had the technology.
You think there was one size fits all tits?
You just swipe your Diners Club card and get these things a little bigger.
Yeah. They should make tits like the Nike pumps.
Yeah, I
like
that.
Sometimes you want huge tits, sometimes you want...
Sometimes you want a Chelsea Charms.
Yeah.
Man, I tried to get Chelsea Charms to come to a party. Fucking $15,000 to get her to come.
That sounds about right.
It's crazy.
I had a teacher.
And she wasn't going to show you her tits?
No, they would have played the damn game, and I've been out $15,000.
I had a teacher who had been a stockbroker during, like, the boom. And he said that at his friend's bachelor party, they got Jenna Jameson.
That's crazy.
In her, like, day.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Like, at the height of Jenna Jameson. And he gave me a number on what it was for a...
And this is, like, 1991. Maybe even earlier.
Maybe a little after.
Okay.
Yeah, when was she on Raw?
She was on Raw in, like, 94, 96.
Yeah, she was, because she did shit with Val Venus.
Okay, yeah.
And they said that there was. He gave me the number for what it was for a private encounter after the show. And it was exorbitant.
Wow.
And he said they paid it. I don't know. He could have been lying.
$12,000?
I heard it was 50 G's to fuck her.
Wow.
Jesus, in 93.
In mid-90s.
Frank, can you adjust that for inflation, please?
No, our tits are the same size.
It would have been about $100,000 today.
Yeah.
That's
I don't
crazy.
Know if it's true. That's allegedly. I don't want to call Jenna Jameson a whore.
I'd hate to do it. She loves God now. What?
You got to have Tito Ortiz on the podcast for that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They used to date.
They were married.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why he's the security guard in Zombie Strippers.
I forgot, or I heard that she didn't forget. I heard that she's big into God now. She's changed her ways like many a porn star before and after.
With inflation, that's double. That's
well, at this point, the only thing that can come up inside her is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Frank, what was that?
It's like 102 today with inflation.
102, wow.
I heard, because I think she just did whatever porn convention just happened last weekend.
Oh, really? Maybe she's not into God.
Exotica Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay. I follow it like the dead.
I may have gotten a story that she made a bunch of money and then wouldn't fly with it. Because I guess you're not supposed to fly with so much cash.
Yeah, you can't have like over $25,000 or something on you.
And the person that was telling us about it is like, oh yeah, she's going to blow it all in 2 days.
Oh, wow.
They told the story about her like buying cars in cash when she was stripping on the road to like get from one town to the next.
That's so sick.
And she would just buy like a $100,000 car in cash.
See, I do the equivalent of that. I spend that kind of money, but with between four, I always have between $1 and $500. And so I always blow the equivalent of that between $1 and $500.
Yeah, it's also my bank.
I buy a Huffy, just use it once.
Yeah, just use it once, get out of there. Mike is fucking pissed, Jewish. But I just... Dude, I wish, man. Ugh. That's all I want is a lot of money so that I can spend it frivolously.
Yeah. If you ever see me have a picture of all the Marvel Legends figures, know I came into a lot of money and blew it.
Yeah. Are those a lot?
The Marvel? Some of the, yeah, the ones I want.
I like how you winning the lottery just turned you into Mike Lawrence.
Yep. He does have a lot of the good ones.
Stupid autism.
Well, he's been getting them since they've been coming out. There's a bunch of old ones I want.
Oh, okay.
That big Sentinel is fucking cool.
That big Sentinel is the coolest thing ever.
I don't know. Have you ever seen the 3-foot-tall Metroplex Transformer?
Yeah.
That shit is fucking crazy.
They make, what do you call it? There's a dinosaur one now, too.
Is it Grimlock?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm looking it up.
All right. Clearly a Bigfoot. By the way, this Bigfoot is not a
subtle killer. Then why is it called Demon War?
Why? We're going to find out.
Also, do you know, like, so the meteor hits. Do you know the weird thing? There's, like, guys who, like, there's Bigfoot guys who think that Bigfoot's an alien who can teleport, and that's why nobody's ever seen him?
Yeah. Maybe that's what this is. This Bigfoot is not a subtle killer.
No. Ooh. He had a gun on him this whole time?
He shot at it already.
Oh. So I was looking up the Transformer. It is cool.
It is really cool. I think you should shoot him. That's just going to make him mad.
It is pretty good, Bigfoot.
Yeah, John Carl Buechler is an amazing effects artist. He did a movie we watched on here that we really like called Cellar Dweller.
Ooh.
Shoot her!
That guy's just trying to become the next Magnum P.I.
Why didn't you shoot it? Why?
Is the girl laughing or crying?
Come on. It's okay.
No. I think he's dead. That's got to be hard to explain to the police.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, the first thing we need to do, guys, is move them. How about just get in the car? Or did the car break down and I wasn't paying attention?
I don't know. I think they... I have no idea.
Yep, they went out to investigate the car when the first guy got murdered.
Thank you.
And there was some... There was a... The hood was popped.
Thank you. So Bigfoot knows how to...
I don't know.
Or it was the old man and he was trying to draw Bigfoot out.
Well, it also looks like Bigfoot took, like, some technological thing when he came into the room.
It looked like he took a toaster. This lady's sleeping pretty well for a guy just dying.
Via Bigfoot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So, officer, a big monkey man came in here.
Yep. That's the third one this week.
I mean, you're more likely to get struck by lightning than be attacked by Bigfoot twice.
That's true. You know what? What are the chances you're going to hit by two Bigfoots? Because he has big feet, would Bigfoot be extra ticklish?
Ooh. That's the way you get him, then.
Yeah, you tickle his big feet.
Yeah.
You don't need a gun, you need a feather.
I feel like from having
the quill
no
is mightier than the sword.
I feel like from having no shoes, all the nerves are dead in the feet.
Oh, from walking around, yeah.
It's calloused.
Yeah, like a mechanic's hands.
What you really got to do is get him some uncomfortable high heels.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. He'll sink down in the mud instantly.
Yeah, he'll just immediately start weeping in front of a bar.
Imagine the people that come in when you sell, like, giant high heels. Imagine your clientele. When you sell, like, size 18 fucking stilettos, your crowd must be hilarious.
It's three weird women and four guys sitting
it's
in there watching them try on the shoes.
No, it's 55 guys.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I imagine just dudes were in there trying to fucking...
Look at the big feet.
Yeah, get
a there's
little
a tall
spank
chick weight. I like on Instagram who's like 7 feet tall. And she's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I can't remember. It's tall. It's literally like something tall girl. I also follow somebody now named Tall Clark, and he's a giant. He's like 7 feet tall, but he dresses like Superman, and he's got the Superman haircut, and he just walks around and films people's reactions to him.
That's hilarious,
man. I've been saying it. There's no better time to be a freak ever.
Tall girl
right
Kate. Zach.
What was that?
Tall girl Kate.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I'll look her up.
It says followed by Zach. It's not funny.
Yeah, that's her. That. I'm not. I don't discriminate. I follow a couple of hot midgets. A couple hot tall girls. That I feel like that's the video that we should make.
What?
Midgets and tall chicks together.
Okay.
And a lesbian scene, and then a dude fucks them both.
Ooh.
It's on safety right now.
And you can figure out all new configurations.
So how about you? Is that knife all right?
Wow.
You able to get something
it's like Tetris, but fuck it.
Yeah.
Sure? Interesting.
Yeah, this lady ain't bad.
Right?
No.
All right, let's go.
Jack?
How do you configure a 7 foot tall girl and a 3 foot tall girl?
I think you just put the 3 foot tall girl inside and then you fuck the 3 foot
oh,
tall
like
girl.
Oh, like it's her ducking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's her slutting.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah. Once give it the crang bang.
We'll come back and we'll take care of everything. There's no point in going back inside there right now.
I mean, I think at one point, I guess as a tall girl, you can't have sex with doggy style. Standing.
How long is it going to take us to get out of here?
You could get a stool or something.
Yeah.
Here's the thing here.
Oh, yeah, I guess she's 7 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look, we should be on the main road.
Oh, yeah, standing up. Yeah, not really.
Yeah.
We'll get her right at that point.
Have sex with the midget missionary while she sat on the midget's face and you played with sucker tits.
I understand that.
Sounds dangerous, but yeah.
It sounds dangerous for the midget.
Yes.
The main road, the access road.
I feel like they have thicker skulls. Anywhere.
Yeah, that's what it's for. The, yeah. And it's evolution.
Right, you'll be all right. Everyone's just going to be fine, okay? Just keep alert and pay
attention. Or do you put the midget on the tall girl's shoulders and make a superwoman?
Ooh, now that.
Master Blaster?
Yeah.
Or you just have the tall girl jerk you off with the midget like a fleshlight.
Yeah, that's,
now we're cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zach, god damn it.
Yeah.
This is why
midget's
you're a
on your dick. The tall girl sits on your face and holds midget by the hips and literally.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm crying, of course.
Well, And then you just tell Micah that they only charge what two regular-sized girls cost. So that it appeals to her, the juice side of the brain.
I'll be like, it's like I, if I didn't do it, it's like I'm losing money, I'll say.
And we got on the freeway, you know, and I was laying back with my head just like this, resting, you know? Yeah. And I look over, and he's got his finger jammed up his nose.
And women have nothing to talk about.
It's better, yeah. Does your brain...
They're so bad at telling stories. This is a story about a man who picked his nose.
I would assume one of these is George Kennedy's.
You gotta understand about this nose picking story is how I felt at the time.
This is one of George Kennedy's daughters.
I would assume that just because they didn't get naked.
Yeah.
It would be funny if he stipulated, my daughter's got to be in this, and she's got to get naked.
Yeah, listen, I'm trying to see something.
Yeah, this is for science.
Her mother's not here this week. Convince her she's going to be a star. There are directors who've directed their daughters in sex scenes. Argento
Elizabeth Hurley's son is directing her in a lesbian. Scene in the movie's coming out soon.
Oh yes.
Great, Jack.
Disgusting.
That's revenge for him having to see Showgirls, though, right?
I imagine.
Well, we need to save our strength here. All right, we're gonna take a break.
I say we keep moving.
No, that's Elizabeth Berkley.
Yeah, you're right. I'm thinking of strength, yeah. I was thinking. Yes, right? You're right. I'm wrong.
Fred was really strong, wasn't he, Jack? And what good did
she was super hot. What was it? Bedazzled.
Yeah, Bedazzled. Oh, yeah. Is that the one where she plays the devil?
Yeah. Or Bedeviled, or
yeah, something like that.
Just let it go.
And then,
I mean, everything. She's still fucking hot.
She is.
She was like
hot.
A death rock punk chick in England.
Wow.
She was super hot. She had like the big faux hawk and the, the big death hawk.
She had the
safety, earrings.
Yeah, I've never seen that. That's got to be a fucking sight to see.
Yeah, she was a fucking smoke show. You know, she was gorgeous for a long time.
But she's still hot. She's still pretty hot.
Hugh Grant cheated on her with that fucking divine bread.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how you know you're getting too much pussy.
Or you're getting boring British pussy.
Oh, that's true.
And you need a black chick to fucking... You need a black hooker to fucking show you what's what.
Yeah. You know what?
That was years of...
Her pussy smelled like rotted vagina dentata.
Yeah. Dude, you know fucking... That was years of... You want me to put my finger where? Never.
Look. Tom and Fred.
And then he fucking met Divine Brown. That was why her name was Divine Brown. It was talking about her fucking pinky finger.
But we're still here. And we need you.
But what if everyone smells it when we have tea?
That's the finger I leave out during tea.
It may waft over.
Oh, man.
Look, you better eat something before you fall apart.
But I mean, those British people do eat beans for breakfast. Maybe there is no good time.
Their food is terrible. The only good food in Britain is fucking Indian food.
That's fair.
I got a full English breakfast when we went. I had mixed feelings about it.
Yeah.
Hash browns are good. Definitely could get into the mushrooms and tomatoes in the morning.
Sure.
Beans was not great.
No.
I thought the beans would taste like something, not just a can of baked beans.
No, it's just a can of, like, Heinz baked beans.
Yeah. They weren't even hot.
What?
They were like kind of warm.
No, you gotta, if you're gonna make canned baked beans, you gotta make them in a pot to reduce that fucking liquid. Get it all fucking not gross.
I'm not a beans man myself. I got a thing with mushy foods. I can't like.
Autism?
Yes. I don't like mushy foods. I don't like looking people in the eyes. Loud right noises, I'm not a big fan of.
Making decisions.
Fuck. Making decisions I can't do. Big into dinosaurs.
That's not far.
We know we've seen Micah.
She does look like she's descended from birds.
Stop your whine and you act like you never.
They say the real Micahs had feathers.
They did. They still couldn't fly though.
Looks like your secret garden isn't so secret after all.
I'm a lunch.
How about a couple of Xanax?
You're a lunch man.
I'm a lunch man. I'm never really a big breakfast guy.
Yeah.
Boy, my
more of a sandwich over fucking pancakes.
You told your
guy.
Brother about this?
I recently switched my breakfast sandwich order from scrambled eggs to sunny side up eggs.
Oh, it's the way to go.
Yeah.
What's the matter? Well, you know, Betsy.
I was super hungover after some shows one weekend, and I was up in South Bend. And we went to a diner, and at 10 in the morning, I ordered their spaghetti breakfast. And I haven't heard the end of it from
Noice.
Now what are you doing?
Wait, it's called this.
Now those are fake tits.
Might as well get a tan, right?
I don't know. Wouldn't they have a scar on them? It's the 80s.
I don't know.
Wouldn't
they
have the ripple on the side?
Far apart and very circular. That guy is
weird. Why was he so angry at the tits?
Yeah.
Crazy. He's what a homo.
He's feeling new feelings.
Dude, how fucking browbeaten does Micah have you every time you see big picture? Ugh, fake.
I'm not saying ugh.
That and
I'm
small noses.
Yeah, well, I guess we should get a nose job, too.
Listen, no one's getting a nose job. I like them big.
And we're, of course, kidding. Micah's very beautiful and funny.
Oh,
I just
want
to, I do want to say that. I feel bad shit on your chick.
That's okay. She's so mean to me that...
That's why I like her so much.
Fucking dork.
Yeah, yesterday I had a everything bagel with a sunny side up egg, cheese, and pastrami.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
You had to put the pastrami in the grill, obviously.
Well, I ordered it.
Yeah.
And they grilled it, yeah. Good piece of business. A little hot, put some Trinidadian scorpion hot sauce on half of it.
Whoa. If you really want to bring that home, hash brown on the sandwich.
Yeah, that would make sense.
That's every breakfast sandwich I get now.
Well, yeah, it absorbs the, it'll also help absorb the egg yolk.
Mm-hmm.
Stay at work.
You think there's more?
I see that people are ordering egg yolk omelets now instead of egg white omelets.
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
See, all this breakfast stuff just passes me by. I'm big into lunch culture. I know all the new lunch trends.
Way to
I don't know. There are none.
I'm sure there's
some. Give me a tanning booth any day. Oh, no way. I always feel like they're putting me in a coffin or something. Better dead than red. Hey, while you're up, get me another beer, huh? No, we're out of beer, and I'm not
dumb
up.
Bitch.
I like how her first instinct is to cover her tits up from the Bigfoot.
Puritanical society.
Nice.
Whoa.
That's pretty good.
He looks like he's going yuck, 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 yuck. Oh, it's all over me. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Yeah, he looks like he shook up a soda. Why does he have Bell's palsy?
He's like JR.
Yeah.
My God! I just ripped a woman's head off, King! So
Sorry, JR, I wasn't listening. I was looking at the puppies.
Yeah.
Who cares, Ken? Who cares, JR? Look, puppies.
Dude, how hot must this poor guy be in this fucking suit? This is probably before suits had the cooling shit in it, too.
I didn't know they had it now.
Yeah, a lot of them have like a cooling system or like a little fan and shit.
That's pretty cool.
No, they're brutal. They're awful to wear.
Paperface built a computer fan into his box head. Pretty good.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Straight up Friday the 13th music. All right. I better take a picture of whatever the hell just threw that at me.
Capture it, soul. Thank you, thing.
I would have reacted a little more extreme to a severed hand being thrown at me. This is home turf advantage. You're not outrunning the Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Maybe you are.
Oh, good job.
So, how do you plan to explain?
That guy's stuffing his pants, right?
I would hope so.
I hope not. Let it hang, brother. Just tell him the truth.
See that picture Bert posted?
No.
With him in like a Speedo and his cock is completely across the side.
Oh.
It's full. It's such a cock picture that you can see each ball, the shaft, and the head clearly.
Wow.
I'm going to have to take a look at this.
Let me put my tits away.
Ah,
damn it.
Oh, yeah. You can see all of it right there.
Yep.
Huh.
Now, you don't yell rape, you yell Bigfoot.
Yeah. Seems like Bigfoot only really knows how to kill people by twisting their heads.
Mm-hmm. He thinks they're all Frangelico bottles.
The maker's mark. You gotta pop the seal.
Yeah.
They're all pretty calm considering they just watched their friend get murdered by a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It was the night before. They all got a good night's sleep. You saw.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's going to finally fuck this chick and then see the other chick with the rock and tits and be like, God damn it.
God damn it. There's got to be part of him.
As soon as I get tied down.
There's part of him that's like, hey, listen, there were three guys and two girls and Bigfoot did me a real favor on this trip.
So, how did you guys meet? Well, Bigfoot murdered one of our best friends, and I just realized that I was in love.
Bigfoot officiates the wedding.
Yeah.
You know, without you, we never would have met.
This guy's going to run into him, and they're going to be like, you're fucking up the ratio, dude.
Party's full, homo.
Thank you. Wait, did he get zombied by Bigfoot?
That's the question.
Take a picture.
Yeah, I mean, I would document some of this.
This guy's had a severed hand thrown at him, seen a zombie and a Bigfoot, and taken zero photographs.
He'd never make it in today's content-forward world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like three different TikToks.
This motherfucker's on me.
What?
Jesus. I don't think I needed to tackle her.
Oh, good. A bear trap. Let me put my face near it.
Yeah, you. Why would you? Why would you trip it? Like you want to lure Bigfoot into it?
Yeah, you could have just been like, "Hey, don't step on that."
Wait, did two dudes get murdered?
Yeah, two dudes got murdered.
Okay.
Did you shoot her?
Oh, that'd be great if you...
Her tits explode.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
How was he that close? Shot me.
You stay where you are, Crafton. You've got some explaining to do.
Who the hell are you shooting at? What the hell do you want with me?
Just a little information.
You need a gun for that?
No, I'll need the gun if I have to kill you, all right?
Jack, what are you doing?
Hey, just help me out here.
How did they not see that yellow hat?
Help me out. Cindy, grab his gun.
Well, they thought that Bigfoot had recently become fashionable.
The Bigfoot was making fish sticks.
We don't want to hurt you.
Why is he
okay?
Dressed like the dad from the Berenstain beers?
Hold on, let me check my swatch. My Casio keyboard
Jack,
watch.
That's Tom's watch.
Hey, you owe me $40 for that gun.
I want to know where you got that. Huh?
Got
I
it
found
off.
It outside my camp.
How far is your camp from here?
About a quarter of a mile.
All right. After you, Mr. Crafton. Let's go.
Let's go!
So they're worried about him and not the Bigfoot.
Yeah.
So the zombie couldn't have possibly been
made the zombie doesn't know what fucking time it is now.
Yeah, it's true. But he couldn't have been made by the Bigfoot because the Bigfoot only twists heads off.
Didn't one guy get bit by the Bigfoot, though?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't fucking know.
So do you become a Bigfoot?
Hmm.
We've never explored that lore.
Huh.
Is a Bigfoot the cryptid you would have the best chance against?
Hmm.
Huh.
Chupacabra?
Chupacabra's smaller, I believe.
They're smaller, right?
Yeah. I mean, are we counting fairies and gnomes and shit?
Yeah, I think a gnome.
Those are technically cryptids in, like, Welsh culture.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I'd pick one of those, I guess. I guess a leprechaun, I guess.
Yeah. Now they have crazy magic powers.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, Bigfoot doesn't have powers. I don't think a chupacabra has powers either.
Yeah, I could suck a goat.
Yeah. That's the thing, is if you catch a chupacabra, the actual problem is being tempted to stick your dick in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a problem with anything, really.
That's a chupapinga.
Wait, so you're telling me you fucked this thing? Yeah, for science, man. Got to see what it was like. It's pretty cool.
They got tits in their vagina.
Never come faster in my life. We got to figure out how to recreate this. Come out.
I don't know. Chupacabras are Mexican. I feel like you're going to get it pregnant. They're fertile.
Come out with a flashlight called a Chupacumbra.
Chupacumbra?
Yeah. There you go. That's my problem. I always need one rewrite.
The Cumbro does sound like a great product. No worries about mess. I've got my Cumbro.
From the makers of the Flowbee.
From the makers of the Blow Me, the Cumbro.
Can anybody hear me?
Bitch, are you a Bigfoot?
I'm lost!
Hello, lady with great tits.
Why didn't she just get in her car and drive away? What it?
Fucking Bugs Bunny? Why does Bigfoot know how dynamite works?
I mean, he's hairy like an Arab.
Yeah, yeah. He's there.
He was created in Acme Labs.
In Acme? That's what he...
Allah Acme.
Allah Acme.
Meep, meep. Meep, meep.
You don't have to keep pointing that thing at me. I'm not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, all in time, all right? Sit down. Go on.
Where's the Quran? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering Quran.
Take this. Take this. I want to know about this watch.
Shh. I'm muddling infidels.
I told you I found it. Right up there.
Look, Jack, will you just forget the damn watch? It doesn't matter anymore.
I didn't tell you this last night, but Tom's body was missing.
Jew season. Arab season. Somebody stole it. Jew season. Arab season.
Very strange is going on with you.
God.
Any thoughts on that, Crafton?
Jack, I came out here to get the thing that killed my daughter. That's all. I don't know anything about your friend.
Was he also killed by a fucking Bigfoot? Then I think we have a similar problem.
Yeah, how have they not mentioned to one another the Bigfoot situation?
Yeah, you'd think that would be paramount.
Yeah.
Was your daughter perchance killed by...
How long have you been out here?
A Bigfoot or per se big feet?
They're not a big my enemy of my enemy is my friend type of people.
You can't attack us the first night. How have you stayed around here for so long?
I'm not sure. I moved around.
It was either a Bigfoot or one of the Harlem Globetrotters in a Rip Van Winkle situation.
That's why I wear this yellow hat to make it easier for it to see. Because I've got
I was at a rest stop. I stopped at a rest stop, took a piss. Noticed. Everybody around me was a giant black dude in the bathroom. Got out. The Harlem Globetrotters. I was like, oh, shit, this is awesome.
About him, Crafton.
Felt like the Washington Generals pissing next to these guys. They're doing all kinds of tricks.
Washington Generals.
This guy's using a ladder.
Oh, shit.
One guy was beaming pee off another guy's face.
Well, I got a couple of questions.
They were peeing in a bucket. They threw it at you as confetti.
You spin their own balls on your head?
Yeah.
It killed Tom and Fred. Tore out all the wiring in the truck.
Did you get a good look at it?
That thing was huge. It was like an ape or something, but it was bigger than anything I've ever seen.
I can't believe you took a piss next to Meadowlark Lemon.
Yep, it was a
Curly Neal.
It was the greatest day
thanks
of my life.
Thanks, O&A, that I know the names of Harlem Globetrotters.
Also Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Peculiar.
Magic Johnson was a Harlem Globetrotter for a very short amount of time.
Yeah, they don't get into that gay shit.
That's how it spread.
Yeah, that's right.
He can't be trotting the globe.
was anything missing, equipment or supplies?
Yeah, I took some listening equipment. Why?
I don't know. I just have a feeling that killing isn't its only motive.
Look, I don't care what his motive is. I just want to get the hell out of here.
Cindy, you've got to calm down.
That's what I've been trying to tell you. Maybe now you'll listen to me?
Oh. He feeds off fear.
Help me! Help me! Please.
There's a lot of people in these fucking woods.
Oh, thank God!
Not that way! Not that way! Come around! Get some water.
Do you have a first aid kit?
Yeah, it's in the tent.
How come you guys are wearing pants?
What the hell? That's hilarious. He's just hiding in the tent.
I like that he just says, arr, 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 arr. It's Tim Allen.
Howdy, neighborino.
Gets all mad later in life that he's not allowed to say the N-word.
I did a bid for coke. Why can't I say it?
Did you see that article?
No.
There was an article where Tim Allen was like, interviewed, and he goes, well, they can say it. I should be allowed to say it. And the lady's like, okay. They put it like out. And they're like, yeah, you can't be Buzz Lightyear anymore, man.
What an idiot.
Yeah. I think it was...
Can I say the N-word?
I wouldn't do that, Tim.
Yeah.
I don't think so, Tim.
To infinity? That's when I think they took his show and moved it to...
More white power.
Woody, I don't know about this Mr. Potato Head fella.
Yeah, you want to see what... You want to see what color head comes over the other side of the fence before you say that.
Look what I got for you.
Hey, dude, I couldn't get into the next season, but I did watch the first season of the Santa Claus show on Disney Plus.
Is it Tim Allen?
Yeah. It's everybody from
the... So wait, they fired him from being Buzz Lightyear, but he could still play Santa Claus made by the same company?
Maybe they did. I don't know if they
fired him. But he's definitely Santa Claus, the Santa Claus. And the whole plot of the first season was he retires from being Santa Claus, and the new Santa Claus is Cal Penn.
Okay.
And he replaces everything with technology and fires all the elves.
Oh, no.
By outsourcing to robots, and they have to fire him and bring back the real Santa Claus. Because an Indian guy fucked it up.
Well, they hired an Indian guy because that's the most people, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, these dumb bitches got this guy killed.
Yeah.
Our resident Toy Story correspondent, Harrington, said that Buzz Lightyear was played by a younger actor in the prequel, but that they didn't fire Tim Allen.
Oh, wait, okay. Prequel Lightyear? That's the movie that the cartoon that the toy is based on?
Yeah, I think it's Captain America maybe plays.
Yeah, Chris Evans, I think, plays.
What a weird movie, because it's supposed to be a movie... That then the cartoon that the toy is based on is based on. Because the cartoon came out.
Huh.
It's a cartoon in the Toy Story world.
Yeah.
Oh. Huh. I never saw it. Which is surprising because I see
Toy Story?
All... No, the Buzz Lightyear movie.
Yeah, I never saw it either.
I see all that gay shit. I watch all that shit all the time.
The first three Toy Stories are excellent.
I remember liking them.
I think all of them are very good.
I watch a lot of those Pixar movies on planes. Like, that's a good, easy plane watch.
Soul was great.
Soul
Inside
is great.
Out was great.
Yeah.
What did I watch recently that was bad?
I liked Coco. It was good.
Oh. I used to live in a Mexican neighborhood in Chicago, and I'd get all drunk. And then I'd just go, remember me, when I'd see old Latino ladies walking by me. Also, I saw an old Latino lady on my way here. She had a Colts fucking zip up, and I wanted to be like, go Colts, but then I was like, I don't know if she knows that she's wearing a Colts zip up, because she was old as shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it looked like new and nice. She might have been a Colts fan, and I might have been being racist.
She might have just liked horses.
She might have just liked horses, yeah. But I felt kind of bad. I kept walking by me like
she thought the jacket was good luck.
I ain't never seen a Mexican lady wear a horse hat. I knew I was going to get Chris on that one.
Back of this jacket looked like it was blown up in the bomb. Let's just watch that.
Bitch looked like she lived in the barrio wearing a horse hat.
They went back to that guy?
Yep.
Oh, man. Still wearing the same jacket?
Yep. Got a coat and a Sans on hairline. Sorry, Tim. Me and Chris were obsessed with the video
of a guy
wrapped
a
over a man cooking a horse head.
That sounds tight.
And we watched it so many times and sang it over everything for weeks.
Oh. I get it.
Gee, mister, are you okay? Well, now we've killed the guy who knows the locations of all the dynamite.
Yeah, Bigfoot's helping them. He's just dismantling all the dynamite.
I hope Bigfoot wins. I don't like these people. I like the ladies. They were pretty hot, but I don't like this guy.
No, he seems like a jerk.
Yeah.
Then again, he did get cock-blocked by a murder.
That's true.
Stop aimlessly walking around, you idiots.
Just like Ron Goldman, to bring it all together.
Yeah. Well, he was returning Bigfoot's glasses.
Hey! What are you doing? I've been chasing after every mountainside there is.
She looks so zombie. Half her head's gone.
Oh, nice.
Oh, she's a fucking Bigfoot zombie now?
Ooh, cool.
Do you still love me?
Dude, the ghouls look cool in the new Fallout show.
They do look super cool. I watched Goggins get that makeup done. It was really cool.
Yeah.
They did like a time lapse online.
It looks like it takes for fucking ever. But they might be faster with it now. I don't know.
It's still, that's like a 3 or 4 a.m. call time, I bet.
Yeah.
That's a long morning. You see him, like, going over his lines, having breakfast.
Yeah.
Like, it's a few hours, I think. And she shit herself.
Oh, jeez.
Decent ass on her.
Yeah.
Just when you think things couldn't get any worse.
Also, that's an acting choice. I like the fucking weird zombie walk.
Yeah. All right, so I've never seen this, but my guess is that cave is going to glow a color. And that's how we're getting the alien.
I was thinking that she turns into a zombie and starts walking towards where his family is, and his family's going to eat her.
So wait, it feels like Bigfoot was already in the woods, and then the meteor hit, and it made him smarter and kill people.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the meteor.
Yeah.
This is more complicated of a movie than I anticipated. Yeah. By the way, still no idea why it's called Demon Warp.
Yeah, me neither. And I also still don't know why there was a priest in the beginning with a horse for some reason.
That's a good choice.
Oh,
that's a good note.
Yeah.
Man, I have forgotten everything about this movie.
But you know what? I bet you haven't forgotten.
How to eat
the idea of fucking a midget with a tall girl using her as a fleshlight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll never forget that. Probably go home, crank to it later.
Mm-hmm. Do you want her to hold the midget by the hips or the armpits?
I
think by the head, palm it like a basketball.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I was thinking just around the
waist. Speaking of Harlem Globetrotter, they play the Sweet Georgia Brown.
Yeah. Spins her. I was picturing her hands wrap all the way around the midsection. Go fingertip to
that's
fingertip.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, like she's bouncing you on her knee.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of just me being on a BOSO ball and them using me like a seesaw.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Sounds good, too.
I I like the idea of the tall girl sitting on your face and then the midget's just standing talking to her and they're both talking about what a faggot you are.
Yeah.
But hey, if you're a female midget and listen to this show, which you don't.
Yeah,
of all the things I've said.
The tall chick's really going to have to be sitting on your face, right?
Yeah.
Because if she's on her knees, she's still going to be way over
your face. She sits around my face. She really sits around my face.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So if you're a little person. Wait, what?
It's his uncle?
Yo, the face moving is dope.
Yeah, that looks cool.
That's a fucking cool effect.
Yeah, those are like bladders that they fill, I think, with air or water. It's Clint Eastwood.
Oh, my God.
Wait, is that the photographer guy?
No, I think that's his uncle.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Wait, he was the Bigfoot.
He was the Bigfoot.
Wow. Whoa.
He just shot Bigfoot and it turned into his uncle.
He would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for these meddling kids.
So now do we get to meet them? They, thems? Oh, the non-binaries did it to him.
Oh, no. The C++s.
Was he collecting technology for them to get back?
No, they were just stripping copper wire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Classic. It's a different kind of alien.
They've had him in Detroit for years.
Alien words.
Goddamn.
How is that not a movie? Alien words?
Man, we gotta fix this motherfucking ship, yo. If I ain't get off this planet in the next 4 days, I ain't gonna see my bitch.
Yeah. Hold on, I got a message from our whole planet.
Hold on, let me put this on speakerphone on the bus.
Yeah.
Who it is?
Yeah, I'm gonna get the ship fixed as soon as I get my mixtape out.
Man, I gotta wait till the first of the month to get this ship fixed.
In a ship paid for by fat white women. I gotta say, I did not expect this.
No.
We've taken a turn.
I like it. This movie's making less and less sense. Which I enjoy.
Why was that Asian guy in there?
He's fixing the technology. What a day.
Yeah.
To think you're just running from Bigfoot. Think you killed Bigfoot. Then it's your uncle. Which sounds like something you would tell people after you got caught, like, murdering somebody on PCP.
Yeah.
Like, he was Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I swear he was Bigfoot.
I'm telling you, I thought that school full of kids was Bigfoots.
All right, if they weren't Bigfoot, why were they so blurry when I shot them?
If it wasn't Bigfoot, why did he keep trying to take my beef jerky? Oh, yeah, this is the friend that was dressed up in the monkey mask.
not no Bigfoot, eh?
When his head's leaned back, he looks like Chris Pratt.
She's still alive? Where is she? Come on, Fred. Fred, come on.
She's alive.
It's just one jerking off in the corner.
What do you mean by that, Fred?
Giving himself a foot job?
Come on, stay with me, Fred. What do you mean by that?
Fred?
Fred? It's this thing. This priest. He wants to use her and another girl. Use her for what? Use her for what?
I don't know.
Come on.
Go on, Jack. Get out of here.
They're trying to use us to warp us to the demon dimension. I'd put that Bigfoot mask back on him quick.
Yeah.
You're gonna get your free, you're gonna blow up your friend's spot.
Then he puts it on, he just walks in the other room. He's like, just us Bigfoots in here, guys.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
And then I twisted her head off.
He starts like jive walking through. Like when Gene Wilder goes to prison. We bad. We Bigfoot. Yeah.
Why did he bring me along on this crazy trip anyway, huh?
This is good acting.
Just for laughs. You see, Jack, you made it. You're living. Me, I'm dead. I'm fucked. But you know one thing? I feel beautiful, man, you know? So look, why don't you just come quietly and we can work this whole thing out together, huh?
I never come quietly.
They're nice people, Jack. You'd like them. Hey, what are friends for, huh?
I love them.
I love you.
I'm already dead.
Jack.
He only had one bullet? What a dumbass.
Yeah, that was a great way to alert everyone.
These are my friends, Jack.
The guy who plays Jack does seem like a low-rent Kurt Douglas.
Yeah, this guy's kind of doing Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
That one zombie have his Descendant shirt on? That's pretty sweet. No. I love that these are masks he definitely just had.
Yeah.
The John Carl Bucher just had in the shop. He's like, I got this. Don't worry. Ah, the residents. Okay. Okay, yep, shoot him in the head. That tends to work.
It's like me.
This guy brought a lot of bullets into the woods.
The idea that you just see a real shitty looking guy, you go, yeah, that's me. There I am right there.
I'm just so browbeat.
Yeah.
Well, that's a fat, disgusting person. I guess that's me.
Yeah. Ooh, a double punch.
Yeah. That went about as good as it should have. This has all just been a commercial for the new iPhone.
Oh, yeah, they no longer get their lithium from those giant mines with 15,000 people. They murder
You have what, seven campers versus an entire village of children? It's energy efficient and moral. Noise.
As Dreth is Lord. As Dreth is Lord. My master dwells within the sacred chamber. His vessel buried deep in the bowels of the earth.
I did not expect more tits.
He eats of the flesh.
Is it the same tits or is it?
I think it's the same, yeah. But the great ones.
Yeah. This movie's pretty good. For a return journey to the stars. And maybe your tits aren't fake. I guess I was wrong.
Yeah, they're laying like real tits. Mm-hmm.
My sacred dagger is raised in trembling anticipation.
What the fuck is that?
His Lord.
I mean, a frame-by-frame remake of this would be great.
This is a fun movie.
Yeah.
I don't think your tits are fake because they're different.
Mm.
They're not identical.
Yeah. The cum monster likes it.
Yeah, he does. Remember when this was a Bigfoot movie?
Yeah, Bigfoot's just not in the movie anymore.
They shot him.
Yeah. But it's also weird that how come he became a Bigfoot and then everybody else became zombies?
I think that's a great question. I think it was for him to make more zombies as a Bigfoot.
I mean, I suppose that makes logical sense.
Yeah.
Wait, your fucking master's a fucking giant dick wheelchair demon?
Jack,
just fucking run away.
You okay? Yeah. I lost my pack.
The fact that this made sense to someone.
I have it here.
This went through rewrites. That means somebody read this once and went, you know, it's not clear to the people what you mean.
Do you think it fell short a little bit because the writer wasn't also able to direct it? I think it's pretty good.
He probably had a better idea of what was going on.
Yeah.
Where did, what company made this?
Frank, can you look that up?
VideoMark.
Oh, yeah, VideoMark. Vidmark.
Vidmark.
Have they made other,
Yeah. Made a bunch of movies. I mean, this, the guy that directed this has like a ton of movies.
Really?
New Year's Evil, a lot of ninja movies, Tiger Shark, Nine Deaths of the Ninja, Little Ninjas, Force of the Ninja.
Oh. Oh.
Gay Ninja.
It's funny because somebody's going to have been watching what we were talking about
earlier.
Yep,
somebody will get that.
Yeah.
Kneel in the presence of the Archangel Azdrath. Silence! Silence!
I love this Eric Bergstrom looking motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
As we'll see.
And now I must kill this woman.
Necessary repairs to our space vessel. After being stranded for more than a century, our Lord is ready to return to the glory of heaven.
Wonder why it's called Demon War.
Well,
I'm gonna fuck you in the ass with this knife. No.
Well, that guy's like a demon, right?
Is he?
The robot is a robot-handed demon.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks more like a goblin, but I guess suppose he could be a demon.
Yeah, Goblin Warp would have been real.
Yeah. And then weird. I think they built this ship.
To warp them
to heaven, so they could take heaven back after the fall. I think that's the thing. is what I just put together from the last minute.
A little complicated.
Yeah.
I'd have called this movie Tits and Monsters.
I would say there's no way I'm not renting Tits and Monsters.
Yeah. I'm talking about selling, I'm talking about moving tapes, brother.
Tits and Monsters. There's a few female-led podcasts we could call that, too. Tits and Monsters on the Keith and the Girl Network.
Oh, no.
Her panties change color.
No, that's a different girl. That girl got stabbed and her heart ripped out.
Oh, yeah. Kara,
cover yourself.
Slut.
Cover yourself. I'm too hard to run.
Pig.
Cover your awesome tits up.
Yeah.
In the cloak?
Yeah.
That seems like you're asking to be possessed by that man.
Yeah, I just butt stabbed this guy. Where's cloak?
I believe him.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Let's go.
Come on, Fred.
You said it. Now leave me here.
Come on, no,
Fred. Fred, we'll clear that time.
Give Fred the detonator. Oh, no, he's turning into a Bigfoot.
Jack. He's Bigfooting.
He's Bigfooting. He's footing out.
Go.
Just Bigfooting around down here in the spaceship.
He's new boot footing.
I've become a Greek man.
Would salt, pepper, ketchup. First, you put the burger on the grill.
He looks like he's getting ready to stir a pot of Indian food on Instagram.
I'm footing out, man. I'm gonna foot.
We're blowing up this shit the Aki way.
Please don't stop me at Jewish. Oh. Don't forget the Bev. Never, ever, ever.
Her fucking eyeballs hanging out.
And now we blow up the customer.
Damn, cool.
Well, everything's fine now.
You were wrong. It didn't change colors.
Yeah. Well, thank God we're asleep in our soundstage bedroom.
What is it? What's wrong, Jack?
I just can't get him out of my head.
That gay dream again? No, the Bigfoot thing.
You just need a little time. Look, we both need a little time, right? Look, what do you say we stop at my sister's tomorrow? And, you know, we'll pack a picnic lunch and we'll go to the beach. What do you think? We've been talking about it for a long time now. I think it's about time we get back to our lives.
Gee, I wondered if this is going to be full of things. That's cool. Yeah. Well, that was Demon Warp.
Oh, Bill Clinton.
Oh, wow. That was Bill Crafton. That, ladies and gentlemen, was Demon Warp. I want to thank my guests, Chris Faga and Tim McLaughlin. Truly a fun movie. Way funnier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Way weirder than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, that was a fucking weird fucking movie.
Yeah. Hey, when you watch The Spook Show, you get what you get.
Where can people find this movie if they just want to watch it?
Frank, where can people find this movie if they want to watch it?
I think it might be on YouTube.
Just found it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Really?
In its entirety.
I found it elsewhere, but it may be on YouTube.
Frank found it elsewhere.
Type in Demon Warp and just hit video on Google. I'm sure you'll find it.
Yeah, it'll
be on YouTube. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And we will catch you next week here on Zach Amica's Midnight Spook Show.